It's 4:30 in the morning here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching Press TV's Top 5. I'm Kenise Fatima. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Now, the U.S. Secretary of State is in the Belgian capital, Brussels, where he plans to hold meetings with the European Union officials to step up pressure on Iran. According to a U.S. State Department official, Mike Pompeo also seeks to reassure European countries about the alternative supplies for Iran's oil. The official said Pompeo has made arrangements with the leaders of Saudi Arabia and the UAE to prevent market volatility after the U.S. sanctions against Iran takes force on November the 4th. The developments came as Pompeo had earlier announced that the U.S. will consider requests by some countries to be exempted from Iran's sanctions.
These are complicated issues, but we made progress on almost all.
Joining us now, live from Boston, is Kaveh Afrasiabi. He's an author and political scientist. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Afrasiabi. Now, do you think Pompeo's lobbying efforts will pay off? Will European Union countries support these U.S. sanctions?
I really don't think so. This effort comes in the aftermath of the recent statement by the Europeans as part of the Joint Commission, the 10-point plan that shows a united front against the U.S. that has isolated itself by unilaterally exiting the JCPOA. And the Europeans have, made a resolute effort to preserve the JCPOA. And Mr. Pompeo, who had a disastrous meeting with the North Koreans, who aptly described him as a gangster, is now trying to have better luck with the Europeans, but I think that he will fail as well because, the American coercive diplomacy and trying to bully the allies into something that they don't want to is against their national interest is simply uncivilized and a barbarian way of conducting global diplomacy. And Mr. Pompeo is starting very slowly to learn the ropes of diplomacy by making this other gesture with respect to considering the requested exemptions by the countries that import oil from Iran. And we saw a similar nod by Nikki Haley, the U.S. envoy to the U.N. recently when she went to India and agreed that India's involvement with the Chabahar investment in Iran, can go on unmolested. So I think that this administration is starting to make slow incremental reversals on its high horse of demonization of Iran, which has, as I said, resulted in isolating itself in the international community.
Right. So, Mr. Afrasiabi, it all comes down to how much these countries can withstand U.S. pressures. Now, we've already heard German Chancellor Angela Merkel say that Germany may not be able to protect companies, international corporations, from suffering under U.S. sanctions should they decide to do business with Iran. And at the same time, Iran did express its disappointment with the European Union's 10-point plan, saying they need more concrete, practical measures, not just slogans.
Well, let me correct you on that. The disappointment came before the meeting of the Joint Commission that was a step forward, and Iran's foreign minister praised the results and the political will by the Europeans and China and Russia that was demonstrated at that meeting. And I think that now, as Mr. Zarif said, we need to see the implementation phase. And, there are discussions underway. A lot of committees on both sides looking into the details, et cetera. So I'm cautiously optimistic that the JCPOA will be preserved, that the Europeans, because it's in their national economic and security interests, will preserve the JCPOA, and the U.S. Will have to really amend itself. Otherwise, it will be a major rift with its European and other allies.
Right. And another tool that the U.S. is trying to use is that of oil. Now, as we've just mentioned, you also touched upon it. Iran has obviously said that the U.S. will not be able to do that, practically speaking. But at the same time, the U.S. is trying to lobby for that to happen, for Saudi Arabia and UAE to make up for the shortfall.
Well, First of all, there's only so much that Saudi Arabia and UAE can do. They're also part of the OPEC cartel, and there's an inherent interest in maintaining the integrity of OPEC and not letting the, you know, outside forces tamper with it and lead to its downfall. The other thing is that this American intervention introduces serious distortions in the oil market with respect to supply and demand, and there's a great demand for oil right now. And you know, most energy experts agree that if the Trump administration continues on this pattern of policy against Iran and trying to, you know, bring down the Iranian oil import, there'll be a spike in the oil prices that will hurt the American and Western consumers and, you know, the global economy perhaps. And that's why we are seeing the beginning of the self-reversals by the Trump administration in the Pompeo statement that you just mentioned.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's Kaveh Afrasiabi, author and political scientist, joining us via Skype from Boston. Mr. Afrasiabi, it's always good to have you with us here on Press TV.